KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call 784-3678. Well, let's take a look at the boys' state basketball tournament yesterday. Behind 28 points from senior Dylan Fauble, the clutch plays down the stretch. Top-seeded Trainer won Class 2A quarterfinal yesterday against a tough Wapello squad, 59-53. The Indians led at halftime of their first tournament game since 1994, but couldn't hold off the 2015 champs. Trainer shot 58% after halftime and responded every time Wapello tried to regain its advantage, including a Luke Clausen three-pointer with a minute 40 left to make a two-point lead, 55-50. And again, as Fauble made all four of his free throws inside the final 40 seconds. Fauble finished with 28 points on 10 of 17 shooting, including 4 of 6 from three-point range. Clausen had a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds. Trainer's first-half buzzer beaters also matched its margin of victory on Monday. Jerry Jorgensen rolled in a three-pointer to end the first quarter, and Clausen hit one before halftime to cut Wapello's lead to 28-27. That win was Trainer's fifth straight at Wells Fargo Arena. That was action in Class 2A yesterday. Another 2A first-rounder saw Kemper Catholic come up just a bit short. Using a quick start and a powerful post presence, Sheldon topped Kemper Catholic in the final 2A quarterfinal yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena. The second-seeded Orabs finished the first quarter up 19-5, and the margin was rarely in single digits again as the Siouxland Conference contender advanced to the semifinals for the third time. Jaden Klein-Hesselink led three Sheldon scores in double figures, pouring in 17 points on just 8 field goal attempts. Forwards Ryan Van Marl and Kyle Borhev combined for 27 points and 21 rebounds, contributing to the Orabs outscoring Kemper in the paint 32-12. Kemper Catholic made its best rally in the second quarter when senior Sam Owen made 4 three-pointers in the span of 5 possessions. Owen finished with 18 points, and classmate Parker Bating had a game-high 21. Kemper's previous season low in scoring was 59 points in the sub-state final upset over two-time defending champ Western Christian. Now, the other 2A game played yesterday saw Applington Parkersburg beat South Hamilton 54-51. In 1A action earlier in the day, defending champion Grandview Christian withstood a sturdy comeback effort from St. Albert on Monday in the 1A quarterfinals. As the Thunder remained undefeated against 1A competition, getting 5 scores into double figures in that win. Grandview would lead by as many as 15 points in the fourth quarter of that physical contest, but a Hawkeye 10 conference-tested St. Albert rallied, getting as close as 3 with 2:55 left. Jake Carley led the Falcons with 18 points, and junior Jared Gast came off the bench to add 11, including the jumper and foul shot that made the score 66-63. Grandview was buoyed by its offensive balance, getting strong performances from Arturo Montes, who had 23 points, Grant DeMolleray had 19, and Mock Niao had 11. Two others were in double figures with 10. That quarterfinal featured 49 total team fouls, including a technical that was called against Issa Samaki after he threw down an alley-oop and hung on the rim. St. Albert's last push at Grandview's lead came when the 6'7" Samaki fouled out with 4:38 left, but the Thunder withstood the pressure to advance as St. Albert bowed out, making its 13th appearance to the state tournament. In other 1A first-round action yesterday, North Lynn beat up on Edgewood Colesburg 80-32. Don Bosco got by George Little Rock 60-57, and Remsen St. Mary's over Linville Sully 73-57. Today, 7 more games at the state tournament in Des Moines. Action begins at 9:30 this morning in the final 2A first-round game as Van Meter faces off against Cascade. Then the 3A portion of the tournament gets underway at 11:15 with Cedar Rapids Xavier facing Marion. That'll be followed at 1 o'clock by Glenwood from the Hawkeye 10 Conference facing off against Norwalk. Also, Mount Pleasant will play Waverly Shellrock, and Oskaloosa faces Sergeant Bluff Luton. Then tonight, a couple of Class 4A first-rounders as Iowa City West will play Muscatine, and Waukee faces off against Johnston. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference basketball selections yesterday. On the girls' side, the first team selections include Sophia Peppers and Keely Nelson, a couple of seniors from Exira EHK, along with Boyer Valley's Aaron Weber and Anna Puck. Madison Gettler and Paige McAfee of CAM were first team selections, along with Emily Danner of Arweva and Hannah Whitver of Glidden-Ralston. Second team picks include Catherine Klein of Boyer Valley, Ella Meyer of BV, Ellie Schultes of Exira EHK, Samantha Brown of Glidden-Ralston, Danielle Hoyle of Peyton-Sherdan, Jenna Byers of Peyton-Sherdan, Jade Hayes of Coon Rapids-Baird, and Hope Schurer of Woodbine. All were second-team picks. On the boys' side, first-team selections include Joe Weber of Booyer Valley, Drew Shirky of Arweva, Keegan Simons of Arweva, Thomas Hensley and Nick Holstey, both of CAM, Cole Burmeister of Exira EHK, Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Jake Burns of Peyton Sherdan. Second team picks include Ty Houston of West Harrison, Lane Pryor of Woodbine, Alex Bantam of Woodbine, Dakota Rold of Exira EHK, Josh Pettipier of Exira EHK, Justin Sparks of Glidden Ralston, and Chase Hightoff of Coon Rapids Bayard, all second team selections. College basketball, 7th-ranked Gonzaga remains in line for its 6th consecutive West Coast Conference tournament title after its 13th consecutive victory. The Zags' next opponent won't be their arch rivals, though. Killian Tilley continues outstanding shooting in the tournament, scoring a game-high 26 points to lead the Bulldogs to an 88-60 rout of San Francisco in the semis. Tilley was 10 for 11 from the field, including 5 of 5 from three-point range. He made all 10 of his three-point attempts in the WCC tournament and is 19 of 23 overall. Also yesterday, the other semifinal game was a minor stunner as Brigham Young advanced with an 85-72 win over number 20 St. Mary's. Also, Iona has earned an automatic bid to the NCAA tourney, winning the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference tourney for the third straight year. The Gaels beat Fairfield 83-71. Virginia is now the unanimous number one team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. They got all 65 first-place votes after becoming the first ACC team to go 9-0 on the road in league play. The Cavaliers also won their home finale to finish 17-1 in the conference and improved to 28-2 heading into the ACC tournament. Villanova is second, followed by Xavier, Michigan State, and Duke. The Wildcats traded places with Xavier by beating the Musketeers over the weekend, while the Spartans fell two spots after losing to Michigan in the Big Ten semifinals. Gonzaga is sixth. The Wolverines moved up eight spots to seventh. Cincinnati climbed two notches to eighth. Kansas slipped three spots to ninth. And Purdue went from eighth to tenth. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have worked out a six-year, $26 million package with shortstop Paul DeJong, a deal that includes club options for 2024 and 25. The 24-year-old made his Major League debut last May 28th and hit .285 with a team-high 25 homers and 65 RBIs in 108 games. DeJong was a fourth-round pick of the Cardinals in the 2015 amateur draft. Also in baseball, 38-year-old Adrian Beltre got hits in his first two spring training at-bats after being held out of the Texas Rangers' first 10 spring training games. Beltre hit .312 with 17 homers and 71 RBIs in 94 games last year after opening the season on the disabled list with a right calf injury. Boston pitcher David Price faced Red Sox minor leaguers on a backfield Monday in his first camp outing, throwing three innings under controlled circumstances. Price expects to make his Grapefruit League debut on Saturday against Minnesota. Twins right-hander Irvin Santana left spring training for New York to have his injured middle finger examined. Santana is expected to be out until mid to late April following surgery on that finger, but he could have a cast removed while he's in New York. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.